I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. Fire season arrived in Montana this month. As crew leaders set up command centers and assess the flames, they're seeing the product of previous management decisions that have shaped the forest. In north-central Montana, the July fire has burned more than 11,000 acres on a mix of private and public land in the thickly timbered mountainsides near Zortman. Earlier this week, the management team overseeing the fire praised area homeowners and the Bureau of Land Management for previous fire mitigation work, saying it's allowed the hundreds of responding firefighters to fight it aggressively. No homes have been lost in the July fire. Rod Boland, president of the Zortman Volunteer Fire Department, says under normal circumstances, the 50 or so people living in Zortman generally fend for themselves.
I think it's just a natural way that we live, and there's not a lot of thought given to it. It's just we just take care of things as it comes up.
Boland says just about every family in Zortman sends a volunteer to the local fire department, and that's made the community smart about fire preparedness.
You know, the keeping the the grasses brush, particularly cut back or eliminated, the thinning of trees on private property. Those are the main things.
He says the town gets a lot of help from the Bureau of Land Management, which owns land surrounding Zortman, and the State Department of Natural Resources and Conservation. He says the BLM thinned much of the forest near town several years ago.
This was a big push a few years back to prepare the town, against, this kind of a situation. So, it hasn't been discussed as much in the last couple of years because it was already all done.
Previous thinning and logging is also helping fire crews fighting the Lazier Creek 3 and Rogers Mountain fires in northwestern Montana. That's according to Quinn Carver, a natural resource officer for the Kootenai National Forest. He says much of the land burning is former Plum Creek property, now owned by Weyerhaeuser.
Most of that is private corporate land out there. So as a rule, if there were product in it of some sort or another, it would have been thinned out and logged to take it to a more commercially viable forest over time. That would be the commercial model.
Carver says that the history of logging there could help keep the fire from spreading into the canopy and becoming a crown fire, which is much more difficult and dangerous for firefighters. It also means there's likely a network of old logging roads in the area.
Old logging roads always help firefighting activities. They provide a natural place for a fuel break, for firefighters to install a fuel break, and a point to anchor from that tends to be more safe.
In the nearby Flathead National Forest, fire managers have for years been trying to get in front of fire season by removing dry, dead brush from areas close to where people have built homes, known as the Wildland-Urban Interface, or the WUI. At the end of May, Keith Van Brookie oversaw a prescribed burn near Lakeside on a 40-acre plot of land that was logged a few years ago.
I like, being able to get out here and treat the fields ahead of time under our own terms rather than when it's an emergency situation.
He says the 1-2 punch of thinning and prescribed burning is one of the most effective tools fire managers have to prevent wildfire from getting completely out of control.
You have a lot more control, over the safety aspect of things, and, just having the time to be able to plan makes it a lot easier.
This particular management tactic isn't effective everywhere, says Peter Kolb, a Montana State University Extension Forestry specialist. He says management needs to be site-specific.
So we have to really assess every landscape as a unique landscape, and we have to look at what the societal needs are from that landscape.
For example, Kolb says prescribed burning can be a useful tool to keep future wildfires more manageable. But it's really expensive, and for prescribed burns to be effective, they need to be done every few years. That doesn't make sense in remote wilderness areas, he says, or on private land. Instead, he says managers and the public need to see the nuances of the forest itself.
And use appropriate management, which ranges from doing nothing to doing an awful lot of altering of that landscape to see what works best for us. And, of course, to conserve all of the species and natural processes that occur there.
Fire officials in Missoula County are urging homeowners to contact them for free home assessments to help with community wildfire preparedness. More information, as well as our daily wildfire update, can be found on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.